Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hut Wednesday, February 9th edition of the program. We've got the libs all of a sudden acting like the great COVID liberators. We will not let them get away with this. The gaslighting is not allowed to happen without appropriate response and pushback from our side. We'll get into where this all stands and how they're trying to transition away from being completely insane. And we've also got the Canadian truckers still going strong, proud of what these truckers are doing. And now there's an American trucker convoy apparently making its way to Washington, D.C. What does all this mean for us? We're going to get into it together in just a second. My Pillow products are amazing. I was just down in Florida. I spent the whole week sleeping on the My Sleep system from My Pillow. That means the mattress, the sheets, the pillows, the bed frame, everything that I had was from MyPillow. These are amazing products, especially the pillows. You're going to absolutely love them. The slippers, have you tried the My Slippers yet? Right now, for a limited time, My Slippers are 50% off. It's a great deal when you use promo code BUCK. They offer all-day comfort with extra cushioning, made to wear both inside and outside the home. Make sure to check out the overstock sale at MyPillow. It includes deep discounts on select pillows, towels, sheets, and more for a limited time. Enter promo code BUCK for these great radio specials. That's promo code BUCK. You are absolutely going to love it. Check it out, friends. Get those My Slippers, 50% off. I wear them every day. All right, now let's talk about the situation of your freedom in America today and how we have not been living in a free society, and we're seeing more and more people recognize that. And so now the libs are all of a sudden doing this whole, oh, but we're, you know, we're realizing the data says that masks are not problem-free for children. Yeah, no bleep, Sherlock. Some of us have been saying this the whole time. What could be more obvious? But here we are, watching as the libs go through this whole figuring it out as they process it on TV thing. Yeah, like, I saw some data, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, Fauci was just like, I mean, I don't even know, and I don't even understand, but like, sometimes the masking, you know, you got like Jen Psaki and the rest of them up there. All of a sudden, we're allowed to have a real conversation about this, and there are people you can tell who are crazy. I mean, there are psycho libs running around everywhere. Kathy Hochul, who has she's the governor of New York, has a vaccine necklace. I mean, this woman has turned this into a religious belief. I mean, she is an abject moron. She just extended the school mask mandate, which is crazy. Now, New York has lifted the indoor mask mandate for businesses, but the school mask mandate stays. Why? Well, what is the point of this? It doesn't work. You're just abusing children. You're just abusing children. And they don't seem to care. And they're not even taking the right lessons at this point. The pandemic's basically over, and now they're telling you to vaccinate your kids. The kids have been through two COVID seasons already. They've probably already gotten COVID. A huge percentage of them, certainly a majority, maybe a supermajority, have gotten COVID, which means their little immune systems have T-cell immunity and are well protected going forward. You know, they have full spectrum immunity and at a young and formative age in their immune systems. And now we're being told they have to get them all the vaccination? Well, look, here's the problem. This is what the wonder of them are still vaccinating all the kids in school. It's nuts. But you have people like The View's Sonny Hostin, who this woman is paid a lot of money. She's paid millions of dollars to go on television and inform the public. And she is an idiot. She is not a well-informed person. And I don't say that to be mean. I say it because it's true and it's obvious. And it should be embarrassing for ABC, but it's not embarrassing. They don't care. She checks the right boxes. They go for it. They think it's fine. Here she is stating the number of children who die from COVID 2 years into this.
What about parents not vaccinating their kids?
Well, if the kids end up, which has been reported with Omicron, my own nephews have both had it, mm-hmm. less than 2 year old and an 8 year old. It was essentially a bad cold.
But would you want to take the chance for your kid to be the exception and your kid to be incubated?
At this point, with what I know, and mm-hmm. again, listening to people like Dr. Zha, I absolutely do.
Yeah, see, I don't want to take the chance with my kid. I don't want my kid to be the part of the 1%. That is intubated and dies.
1% that is intubated and dies. She's overstating the risk by a factor of about 1,000. So, you know, other than that, good job. Other than the fact that it's really like a 1 in a million chance, not a 1 in a 100 chance, not even of just of death, but of intubation from COVID. So, given that she has no idea what the risk parameters actually are based on the numbers, why should we listen to what she thinks about anything else? She's not the only one. The Democrats are insane. They have replaced God with their religion. They think that the Democrat Party and Pelosi and Biden and being smug libs, that's the point of existence. They have no context for any of this anymore. It's all just so ingrained in them. They can't even think straight. The brainwashing that's gone on here is remarkable. They don't care that they're wrong. They're on the right side in their minds. That's what really matters. Here's a doctor, and one of these doctors that goes on TV, Dr. Paul Offit. If we really care about protecting children, he says, you got to vaccinate.
I think masks work. I mean, they work to help prevent you and those with whom you come in contact. Remember, there's some people who can't be vaccinated because they're immune suppressed. Yeah. They depend on those around them to protect them. So I think, at least for the next few weeks, it's reasonable to wear masks. I understand we're all getting tired of this. I'm getting tired of this. But I think that we're almost there. Also, you know, we have vaccines that have been available for the 12 to 15-year-olds since May, and only about 55% are vaccinated. We've had vaccines available for the 5 to 11-year-olds since the beginning of November. It's more than 3 months, and only a little more than 20% have been vaccinated. So when we have those options available to us, we should take them. If we really care about protecting our children, then vaccinate them.
No, shut up, you moron, no. That's why 80% of parents haven't gotten their kids vaccinated. Don't you get it? The numbers are in. The data is clear. Children are not at risk. Stop being an idiot. Oh, but what about 1 in a million? Kids die falling down the stairs or drowning in the bathtub or in the backyard swimming pool. Do we ban swimming pools? People die from peanut allergies. We've all been on the plane. Oh, excuse me. We have somebody on the plane. And then we can't open your granola bar or whatever. Do we ban peanuts? Are you a murderer if you open a packet of peanuts on a street corner? I know that it's all crazy, but the point is they're crazy. These are doctors. But man, the medical profession is not going to regain the trust that we used to have in it for a very long time, if ever. Because all these woke doctors, the medical profession, just like every other profession, was corrupted by politics in a way that people couldn't separate out their professional responsibilities from what was really necessary, what really mattered. Doing their jobs, do no harm. Here's the truth. Doctors did a lot of harm. A lot of doctors harmed children, harmed adults. People got fired from their jobs for what? You know what the part of this is that they want to move right past? That everything that they did was effectively worthless. They promised us it would save us. It didn't. It was all very ineffective. And on top of that, they ruined a lot of people's lives, careers. They put people through untold misery for what? Remember, this was all forced on us with a promise that it would keep us safe. So the initial value proposition of lockdowns and Fauciism, and I want to be very clear, to Fauci something should be the equivalent of FUBAR. It should be you've messed it up. You know, when a surgeon shows up drunk and amputates the wrong leg, he has Fauci'd the situation. That should be a term that we use going forward. Fauciing it up means, oh, my God, what have you done? Because that's the reality of what Fauciism is. We see this now. Didn't save us from the first or the second or the third wave. Didn't mitigate it. Didn't slow it down. Just annoyed the crap out of every rational person. Yeah, shots for people at high risk. Good for them. Good for them to take. Good idea. Great. No, not great protection. You'll see the numbers as it actually comes out. A lot of people who are vaccinated, they say, oh, we need to get boosted. Okay, well, we weren't told that you had to get a shot every 3 months or else you lose your protection and you're no longer considered fully vaccinated. They changed that along the way, too. Oh, by the way, Stacey Abrams. I mentioned Stacey Abrams with the mask photo. Here's a part of the story that you should know. There's now photographic evidence. Not only did she take her mask off for the photo, she had her mask off. Well, you know what? We'll get to it in a second. I got to keep you on the edge of your seat there because I think you know where this is going, but it's fascinating to watch these libs light whatever's left of their credibility on fire. On the days you allow yourself to think about, you know, how you're setting yourself up for retirement, the value of your savings account, what are you doing? What are you taking action on now? Because if you're just in cash, stored in a savings account, you're not helping yourself out. In fact, you're losing about 7% a year right now based on inflation. How do you protect yourself? The best protection comes in the form of gold, real gold. Purchasing gold as part of your savings plan helps protect the overall value of your savings. These days, when you purchase gold, you can actually take physical possession of it. I mean, when you own it, you have it in your home, you store it away safely. It's a great feeling. I've done it, and I did it through the Oxford Gold Group. My friends at the Oxford Gold Group will explain everything to you. Having real gold delivered to your home or having real gold as part of your IRA is just a phone call away with Oxford Gold. Call them at 833-404-GOLD and learn how you can have real gold in your IRA and delivered to your door. That's the Oxford Gold Group at 833-404-GOLD, 833-404-G-O-L-D. So Stacey Abrams, oh, she never masked on, but it was Black History Month, her comms people said, as if, what does that mean, right? Just throw the Stacey Abrams is a black woman card on the table and assume that that answers the argument, right? Just throw it out there. Just see what happens. Okay. She lied, folks. She lied. She didn't have her mask on all day at the school. It wasn't just for the photo. She's a big liar. Is that matter to anybody in the press? All the people came to defend her. She just did it for a second. She probably held her breath. Why are you being so mean to her? You're probably racist. I understand that's how the lib brain works, but that's why the lib brain is now an example of dysfunction. Of dysfunction. Disgraceful, disgraceful dysfunction. Stacey Abrams, by the way, still out there saying Georgia is not a place where kids can stop wearing masks in schools. So she still thinks she can walk around as an obese, almost 50-year-old, no mask all day. That's cool. That's fine. Children have to be masked up 8 hours a day like the little serfs they are. And if they say anything bad, no dinner for them.
Do you think it's time to lift these mask requirements in schools? Would you lift them if you were governor of Georgia? COVID hygiene is going to be a point of debate for a very long time, and we can only follow the science and follow our circumstances. Unfortunately, in Georgia, we're not at a place where that conversation is ready because we have one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country. We have 40% of our counties without general pediatricians, and we've refused to expand Medicaid, so many families don't have access to health care. I believe that our job is to protect children. And I know that educators and parents have to balance protection and education. And that is a complicated issue.
The science is always changing, which we now know beyond any shadow of a doubt. But they use that rhetoric to shut down debate and discussion about what are clearly policy issues. By the way, here's the former CDC chief, Dr. Richard Besser, talking about the cost of masking kids in school.
There's a desire to try and get to a more normal life. As a pediatrician, you know, there are a couple things that I keep in mind. One is the desire to reduce as much as possible the burden from Omicron. And thankfully, young children are at the lowest risk for severe infection, for hospitalization, and for death. They're not at zero risk, but they're at very low risk. But you have to balance the measures that we're asking children and families to do to prevent Omicron against some of those costs. And the costs are real.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I think you're going to see a huge spike in depression and anxiety disorders, especially as kids become teenagers, as teenagers become young adults, from what we've put them through, terrifying them. I mean, they look to adults to be the rock, so to speak, during all this. They look to adults to be providing stability and guidance and wisdom. And you had adults running around, oh, my gosh, so scared. Oh, Biden, I'm so scared. What am I going to do? Because they're Democrats. And this became their political culture, just to be constantly freaked out. Oh, I'm 35. What if I get COVID? I don't know. I got it twice. Stop being a baby. It's fine. What am I going to do? Notice, you know, the people you see on TV, the people you see making the most noise about this, it's like never 65 and 70 and 75-year-olds with comorbidities. They're like, look, I'm going to get the shot. I'm doing the best I can because they've lived life. The people that are walking around terrified do so because they think it's fashionable to be neurotic weirdos. They're 30, 35, 40 years old. They watch too much MSNBC, and they convince themselves that they're better than the other people. Those, you know, stupid Trump-voting, I'm going to actually live life and be a normal person people. So dumb they're doing with that, walking around outside without two masks on. Yeah? Who looks like the psychopath now, right? Think about this. Think about what they've done for 2 years. Oh, it all works so well. You know what they're going to do? They're going to be blaming the unvaccinated forever now, even though the data shows you that the vaccines didn't stop the spread at all with Omicron. They were having to be honest about it a few weeks ago. They're saying, well, it's because there's a new variant. Okay, so you're admitting the vaccines didn't work to stop the spread. Now they say, oh, you know, the vaccines are great. They're great. Wait, but I thought you admitted they didn't stop the spread because Omicron's a new variant. They're just going to move the football as fast as they can and hope that they don't get tackled with the truth. That's the whole game here. Canadian truckers, by the way, love these guys. Love these guys. And you know why? Because they are showing us what the socialist commie left in the Western world, not just America and Canada, Europe, what they're really all about. They're doing great stuff. And of course, they hate them as a result of this. I just want to point out, you know, Justin Trudeau is actually taking the position still right now that the mandates, you have to accept mandates because otherwise there'll be more mandates. This is his justification for these things. He might be the most loathsome politician in the Western world, maybe on the planet in some ways. Like, do you expect more from Kim Jong-un? No, you don't expect more. I would expect more from the Prime Minister of Canada. So given relative to expectations, I think you could say he might be the worst politician in the world, the most loathsome. I don't mean worst as in not even good at his job. I mean the most awful politician in the world. And he actually takes this position that if you want to avoid restrictions, we have to have more restrictions. Accept the restrictions or else there'll be more restrictions. Oh. And all the lib media, state-funded media in the case of Canada. It's terrifying. By the way, that's what Democrats want. They want a Canada system for all of us where it's funded by the state. The truckers are showing us what's really going on. We'll get more into the truckers tomorrow. And maybe there's an American trucker convoy. That would be fantastic. Bring the Biden regime to its knees. More on this tomorrow. Shields high. All right. Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.